The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thanks for listening.
And he was like, so you don't miss me.
Stringing you along.
He's playing into it.
He likes it.
I think love and hate have a very blurred line.
Okay, welcome to the next episode of He's Just Not That Into You. I'm your host, Rhea, and I'm here with some very special guests today. I have my roommates. We all live together. All of us. Would you like to introduce yourself first? You say your name and a program that you're not in.
Gotcha.
Hi, I'm Alice, and I am in maths.
Mm. Hi, I'm Cecile. I'm in physics.
Cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Hi, my name is Aoife, and I'm actually doing an internship for NASA.
Bruh, can you get on? Can we all get on internships?
Can I come?
She's actually really well paid.
A person from physics?
I say you were in music.
Boring.
She is in music.
She is in music. That's not a program.
But
she's not
in NASA.
God, Alice, pay attention.
I do music in NASA.
Oh, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. I thought this whole time we were like flying into space.
No,
but she makes the radio for the astronauts.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because you know they get bored.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. You know, you gotta hit the cough
button. Oh, sorry. Next time.
Next time. So today's episode, I don't know exactly what the title is, but it's something along the lines of, he's just not that into you if you've, you know, been in love with him for a decade and it's like unrequited love and he has a girlfriend and you've been like...
Very complex issue.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, you guys can help me out with the title.
I think it's just, he's not that into you if he has a girlfriend.
Sorry, yeah. We'll reel it back. Okay, yeah.
Yo, I think the longevity needs to be mentioned.
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting point of conversation.
Mm. But I wish that we had someone on the podcast with this kind of experience.
Would be so helpful.
Right?
I mean, like, absolute loner, sad, desperate type of person.
No.
But,
no.
Yeah.
We on this podcast,
we don't
hate on...
reality.
Yeah.
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 No, reality is...
Oh, we're all
thing.
Delusional.
No, exactly. We are all delusional. But you
no,
know,
I would say it's
kind
positive.
Of like,
we're positive.
We're positively delusional.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Not Alice.
Optimistically not in reality.
Mm. That was lovely.
Yeah. Okay. But you know, sometimes we need to, you know, share our stories with the world to, you know, make sure it doesn't happen again. Hey, Aoife.
Oh, yeah, me. Hi.
Have you ever, you know... had a crush per se on someone who is in a relationship and you know.
Well, technically, she had the crush before the relationship.
Sorry.
Thank
had
you.
A crush on someone, and then now. But could you tell us a bit about that kind of experience?
if you had it.
Well, could you give us the full backstory?
Okay. So I was born in 2003.
Okay.
And
me too.
Boy.
When did your love story start?
The day he was born.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's really nice.
Mm. So, some would call it a love story. We'll find out. Yeah.
That's a stretch. Yep. So, yeah, his mom and my mom are besties for the resties. Not anymore, but they were.
Oh, drama.
Yeah, drama. So, we were raised together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, many a memory of him having anger issues as a child.
Oh,
he was my first kiss when I was a
oh
baba.
Oh my gosh! Wait, yeah. I didn't know that lore.
Yeah.
Oh mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, because we were like so young.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like I've just known him like literally my entire life,
mm-hmm.
and I've been obsessed with him since I was probably about 7.
That's really nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think, Alice?
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful story.
Yeah, I think
and
that
in,
sounds
in
wonderful
In my
too.
Perspective, from my my side, mm-hmm. that's so dramatic, he was also into me
mm-hmm.
when we were younger.
Yeah.
But then the girlfriend came along.
Oh, when did she come
Touchy
along?
Subject.
When he was 15.
Oh, so there was like 8 years of true love there.
Wait, what happened in those 8 years? Were you guys like besties or no?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like I used to go over to his house and he used to like be like in the sitting room because like it was like a second like home.
Mm-hmm.
And like my mom and my parents would be in the kitchen like doing whatever. And then we'd all be in the sitting room like watching TV, playing games, whatever.
Howl. Bleep it out. Howl? Is that the name we went with?
Yeah, it's a Welsh name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So terribly cool. Sorry.
I'll tell you how to spell it if you need it.
Howell.
Thanks.
Howell.
Howell would be in the, like, playroom. I don't know if that's what you call it here.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
we're
is.
We're in Ireland at this stage.
That's why you go and play in a room.
This podcast is set in Ireland right now.
Gotcha. Exactly. Cool. Yeah. We were in the playroom. No, okay. He was in the playroom. And then he'd, like, text me and be like, oh, come to the playroom. And I'd be like, why? And he'd be like, just to sit with me. And I'd be like, okay then.
Wait, like, is this like in your house?
No, his house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I just go sit with him while he plays Fortnite.
I love Fortnite. Very romantic. Fortnite. If you
do you play Fortnite?
No, but I like, I do in I do in theory.
Yeah, I got you.
Wait, do you play Fortnite? We should play
Fortnite. I used to.
Well, I can't really play it, but I'd love to watch you.
I'm not very good.
I can play it. I got first ones.
Oh, because you...
I got first ones because I hit in a tree.
I did like the this same thing. Good. I didn't kill anyone.
I just lost it.
This is good. The viewers are going to love... The audience is going to love the Fortnite talk. Yes. That's really our target audience.
Yeah. First place person here.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You guys know Strat.
Yeah.
Okay, so sometimes you'd play Fortnite, as all true lovers do.
As they do. Mm-hmm. And other times, you know, we'd he would, you know, sing to me, because that's normal.
Yeah.
That's very cute.
And they're all, like, good singers, low-key.
Yeah. Aoife's in a sibling band.
Yeah, she is.
She did mention, but it's very cool. Mm-hmm.
The siblings are unaware of this.
They just happen to all be in a band together. Mm. No one knows.
No one knows. It's that, you know, it's that exclusive.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, okay, and then the girlfriend came along.
Oh, wow.
You just want to end it right there.
No, okay, so what happened, right? We were, like, so close. Okay. I go to his house, like, literally at least, like, 2-3 times a week. Mm-hmm. And there'd always be, like, a Sunday lunch. Sunday, like, dinner, roast, you know, good roast. Mm-hmm. And we'd either go to his house or they'd come to our house. And we had loads of parties every year. We spent every New Year's together.
Yeah.
All this kind of thing. And then when I was, I don't know. I think I was like 14, 15. Mm-hmm. So he was either like 13 or 14, something like that. Our parents, our mothers, had a falling out.
Oh.
So then we went from seeing each other all the time to never seeing each other.
Like at all?
Or no, like at all.
You guys didn't go to the same school or anything?
No.
Oh.
So I like never saw him. And then the next time I knew, he had a girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Very dramatic.
Yeah. So I was like, I blame our mothers.
Oh. That's very sad.
For you not being together?
Oh, yeah,
Loki.
Loki, no, literally, I've convinced myself that if that didn't happen, that we would have got together.
Wow.
And so this girlfriend's still along for the ride?
Yeah, that's a long time. Okay, what's her fake name?
Let's just go a lovely name that we all love.
Dylan.
Sarah.
No! You're not stealing my Starbucks name.
It's not yours.
Wait, Sizzle?
It is. Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me. Dylan.
Okay.
Dylan's candy bar?
Oh, yeah, Dylan.
Dylan.
Okay, sure. Her name can be Dylan.
Okay.
Respect to Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan came along when, I don't know, I think he was like 16-ish.
Okay.
I think.
Wait, met Dylan?
Their girlfriend?
Yeah, well, yeah, they go way back. Oh, okay. Not really.
Wait, who?
You and Dylan.
No, I didn't know Dylan.
Okay.
But I do now.
Yeah.
I've met her many a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then what happened? Next thing, you just found out he had a girlfriend, like, or what?
Yeah, pretty much. I can't really remember when.
Did you profess your love to him?
Ever? Oh, so many times when I was a child.
Really?
Oh, mm-hmm. As a child.
Yeah.
Aww. And as a less of a child?
Yes.
Well, yes. Well, yes. And what was the feedback received?
I don't really know. He's big. He's big fan on like me saying questions or asking questions and him just not answering them.
We're setting the scene.
Getting rejected.
We've just had Sunday roast without Howell, and we found out the Howell has a Dylan.
Yeah,
wow.
And Dylan's super pretty and blonde.
You could hear about that in the past episodes of the podcast.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Yeah, it seems to be a reoccurring
kind
of theme.
So happy none of us are blonde. Do you know who is?
I was just about to say that.
No, I've like had this exact segment in like two other episodes. Like, I can't keep.
People are going to be like, "I'm not watching because I'm blonde."
No, I know. Or like, listening. No hate. We said we love the blondes. We love the blondes.
Yeah, no, I think Dylan's a lovely girl.
No, exactly.
She just happens to be blonde and pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You are brunette and pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have to add
for the audio listeners who can't see.
We're all brunette in this house.
We are.
Yeah.
That we all share together.
I have a little pink. But, you know.
Yeah, Bria's a little.
Oh, I still want to dye my hair pink.
We could dye it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we should dye it.
Your
hair.
Tonight.
Right now.
I have bleach.
Let's drop this.
And I have pink.
Can if you want.
Well, there you go.
I only want like a tiny bit.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, so we meet Dylan, I guess.
Well, I didn't meet Dylan like a while after they got together.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna say like Howell's 18th birthday.
Okay.
Was when I met her first, but I was. But what would you? How would you characterize it? Plastered.
Allegedly.
So I don't particularly remember meeting her.
Okay. Like. Yeah. So you like still kind of were connected.
Yeah. See, once I got a car.
Mm.
I go to his house because I'm like really close with his mom and he just, you know, happens to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
In his own home.
Yes. So I go like to their house a bit. Like went there over Christmas when I was home. And yeah, I like to go there and I'm always invited to their like parties and stuff too because I obviously didn't fall out with them.
Yeah.
Just my mom.
Aoife has no loyalty.
Yeah, come on now.
She goes where the party takes her.
Yes, I do.
Well, yeah.
I feel like she knows a lot more about me than I know about her.
Oh, yeah.
So I've only met her, I think, like maybe 4 or 5 times.
6.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No.
7.
No, 6 or 7 times?
No.
Are you sure? Like, think about it.
Yeah, I was sure.
Okay.
No. I think it might be 6 or 7.
I think it could be, but I don't know.
I'm not sure.
The audio listeners don't know how funny that was. You know, what kind of happened afterwards from then till now? Have you still had those? It's just never gone away? Is there hope for us all?
I don't know.
There's a little. There's crumbs that are left.
Crumbs.
Crumbs left to you.
For me.
The context is, I think, it seems like, oh, you know, you're just, like, saying all this, whatever, doing all this, and he's, like, you know, just not really saying much. But the thing is, we've heard some insight that he kind of plays into it.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just in love with the fact that I'm in love with
him. Yeah. I think like, a lot of people are.
So deep.
He likes... Yeah. That I'm obsessed with him.
Exactly. So he wants to keep you like strung along a little bit.
And says things that, in my opinion, people with partners should not say.
Yeah. Like what?
happen to have an example.
An example that just that
may
just
have happened
popped in.
Today or not. Yeah. I don't know. So I was in my class, you know, in my NASA class.
Yeah. And she's not in Ireland. We're taking this out of Ireland for a second.
Relocation, please, to space.
Yeah. Yeah. She's on space right now.
Mm. And I'm actually just
this is a real story, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're all with you there in space, Aoife.
Yeah.
Yes. So, just, you know, on my phone, because class, you know, was boring. And I was in my class, and we were snapping back and forth.
Because this guy still snaps her, by the way, with a girlfriend.
What's in the streak?
In the big 2-6. In the big 2-6, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And I was bored, so I text him, and he's on placement, because he's also in university, and he's on placement at the moment, so I was bored, and I text him, and I was like, how's placement going? And he was like, good, how's space? And then I was like, it's so good, I'm gonna be so sad when I go home from space. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah, I love my life up here.
Yeah,
in space.
And he was like, so you don't miss me? No. And then I didn't know what to say, because I was like, how do I even respond to that?
Yeah, what did you say to that?
So I was going to be like, oh, let's be pathetic and be like, yeah, I do. But then I was like, no, let's not do that.
Yeah.
So then I text him back and I was like, well, you can come visit me then. And then he goes,
Yeah. Indeed.
And then I was like, oh, I don't even care.
Yeah.
Then that was it. Because I was just like, I don't like when you say these things.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting.
I don't think I like him.
I don't think any of us do.
Yeah, Howell is not in...
he's in the naughty our favor.
No, like I think I actually... I think love and hate have a very blurred line.
No, that's actually... You're right.
Yeah, and I think I actually hate him a little bit.
It's just a lot of emotions.
Right. Yeah.
She's really mature.
Oh, yeah. Do you think that the distance that this space trip has provided you has changed it at all? Like, do you think if you were closer?
I don't know. I feel like maybe, because I feel like he, like, snaps me more now that I'm not there.
Mm.
But it's distance never consistent.
Fondness. Yeah.
Like, he loves to snub me as well.
Hmm.
So then I'm like, okay.
He knows that you like him.
Yeah. Like, he's fully
and
aware.
And his girlfriend knows this, too.
I think she does.
Probably.
Like, I'm pretty sure he's told said girlfriend that he has me, who's, like, obsessed with him.
Which is crazy. Well, we were kind of talking about this in the last episode, actually, about how, like, sometimes people will be like, oh, like, this girl really wants me, whatever, and just to make them jealous. Like, yeah. Like, it's like, what's going on? Like, you don't need to, I don't know. People
yeah, I don't are either.
Really like the idea of, like, someone liking them, which makes sense, yeah, but, like, yeah. when you're in a relationship, you kind of lock in a little.
That.
Like,
you shouldn't want that.
You should be content exactly. with the
with
attention.
Especially with me, because I'm so, like, involved in, like, his life. I actually, like, am.
Yeah.
Because, like, I go to his house loads, and every time I go there, because I love to go there, like, really late at night, because I just get mad notions. This guy's nothing to do with that. Shut up. Those two laughing. And I go down at, like, like 8 or 9 p.m. So late, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then I drink tea with his mum.
Yeah.
Until, like, 4 a.m.
Okay.
And when he's there, he always comes down and stays with us, like, the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, go away, please. I'm
he's
here to
also,
see your mother.
He's also, like, stringing you along.
He's playing into it.
He likes it. And then if he tells his girlfriend, oh, Aoife really likes me, then Dylan's like, oh, haha. But then I'm sure he doesn't tell Dylan that... he's like making it more.
He's playing into it. Mm,
definitely.
He knows what he's doing.
Because exactly. I just think he says weird things that like people who are in a relationship shouldn't say.
Yeah.
I think.
Dylan deserves better.
Dylan
she does. Justice
better.
For Dylan.
Yeah. Dylan, we love you. Like we support legend. You here in space.
Yes. Dylan should come to space.
Yeah. That would be fire.
Yeah. But like as well, like when I've been here, he's texted me on Snapchat as well, been like asking me, are there any boys on the scene for me while
that's
I'm here?
That's crazy.
And I'm like, I text him and like sometimes I answer questions, sometimes I'm like, why do you care? Or like, why do you want to know? And he's like, oh, I was just like making conversation. And I'm like, that's really bad conversation. I'm like, you could ask me so many
make
other
things. Different so conversation.
True. Yeah, I'm like, why are you asking me that?
Because he wants to know, he wants to be like, is...
Yeah.
He wants to make sure that you're still...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
On this train.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I've been over it for
and
a long time.
The book that this podcast is based in, I have a quote from it.
Oh?
And it's, no matter how powerful and real your feelings may be for someone, if that person cannot fully and honestly return them and therefore actively love you back, these feelings mean nothing.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Yes. I know.
Wow. I know.
That was crazy.
And it's like, you know this.
That was inspirational.
But,
it's, it's so annoying as well, right?
Yeah.
Because there's this other guy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call him... Simon.
No!
No!
We like Simon.
He likes Simon.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah, you're Simon.
Oh my god, I'm Simon!
Just going to your family.
Bruce?
Bruce?
Yes.
Bruce?
Let's go Bruce.
Bruce is
so
great. Thank you,
Bruce. This other man's name is Bruce. Bruce.
I was going to say something to him.
No, it's also shark.
It's a silly pod. Say
what?
It.
It's what? The name of the shark in Nemo.
Oh!
Nice.
Yeah.
Well,
and he's controversial.
Oh.
No, that's not what I meant. Cut that. Cut the camera.
Like, controversial.
Yeah, please cut us out.
We have Bruce, who is just happens to be a friend of Howell's.
Oh, well, okay.
I didn't
do it on purpose.
No.
No.
And Bruce, I have been friends with him for 5 years ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for like 3 of those years, he also had a girlfriend.
Okay.
So, like, the first 2 years I knew him, he didn't have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of flirting, kind of not. And then he had a girlfriend for, like, 3 years. And then he broke up with her, I think it was, like, over Christmas, actually.
Like, this past Christmas?
Yeah, like,
oh my god.
Literally. Okay. Yeah. And all throughout when he had a girlfriend, he would also say weird things to me that I don't think someone should be saying in a relationship.
Yeah.
And he was, like, wanting to hang out over Christmas, and I was like, I wouldn't trust you as far as I throw you, because you literally texted me while you had a girlfriend,
yeah.
So now I'm just thinking, what would you be doing if we were together?
Exactly.
Mm.
And yet, for some reason, my brain does not put Howell on this same standard.
That's so interesting.
Because you love him.
No,
and you've seen him when he was very young and a child.
Yeah, you have more of a sentimental and emotional attachment to him.
Oh, damn. Okay.
That was Professor. Very wise.
Oh, yeah, I'm wise.
Alice is very mature.
Yeah.
That's really honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you so
and
much.
That's interesting because, for me, I'm like, I wouldn't, even if, like, Dylan and Howell broke up, I'd be like, well, okay, I don't want someone who's strung me along for so many years. And has
strong
like,
Dylan along.
And strong Dylan along.
Justice for Dylan.
So, like, yeah. That's so bad. But that's interesting that you don't feel.
No, I don't. Like, huh? if they broke up tomorrow and he was like, Aoife, I love you, I'd be like, oh my god, yay.
No. How do we prevent this from
them? I don't think
I think Aoife should stay in space. And that would be a great solution.
Real.
Well, I fear it's okay, guys, because I don't think it's going to happen, so.
Okay. Here's another quote from the book. I have to be honest. It feels really noble and romantic and dramatic to be filled with longing and heartache. Knowing the man you love, for whatever reason, can't be yours right now. Yeah, and then it talks about, you know, waiting it out. And it says, if you're really comfortable with that, and nothing that this book or your friends can say will help you change that, then eventually, I hope, you'll eventually just get tired of it.
Would you ever tell the girlfriend what he says to you?
Oh, yeah, see, I don't know, because... I wouldn't know, like, how to word it.
Yeah.
Like, do I literally just be like, yeah, he asks me, do I miss him?
I wouldn't.
If you're not close to her, it's a bit...
I don't know her.
Yeah, like, it's a bit
I've
difficult.
I've met her, but I've not actually spoken to her properly.
And unfortunately, it's not your responsibility. Mm-hmm. You're not the one in the relationship. Even though, in certain circumstances, if you're close to that person, mm-hmm. I feel like you should say something, but you're not. And it's hard to say... what it is exactly.
But also, like, I've literally asked him, does she know that I like him? And he's like, yeah.
Well, she knows you like him.
To what extent
does she? I feel like she could take that as being like, oh, Aoife just wants to say that because she wants us to break up or something. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I also would just be terrified to be that person that would, like, cause that breakup. Because, like, even if we never get together, we are, like, friends.
Yeah.
And I've literally known him my entire life.
Yeah.
And then I'd be afraid, like, that it would, like, mess up my relationship with, like, his other family members, too.
Yeah.
Which I obviously also don't want.
Yeah.
This can just stay village secret drama.
Oh, it's okay, crazy. Because you'll find your true love.
Aoife's going to find a nice cowboy-looking man who loves a bit of country music.
Wow.
And
I'm describing him right now.
Yeah. Yes. No.
I'm sure he's not cowboy-looking. Okay.
He is.
How will it look like an Irish person? Sure. There's other nice-looking people out there, Aoife.
I know that.
Don't you give up.
I would never.
No.
Never give up.
She's not giving up.
Never give up, and you're in space now,
she's
which is
have a nice
way cooler.
Family on the county. Country.
What's on the county?
On the country.
What is on the
in
county?
In the country?
In the country.
Oh, in the countryside?
Because I'm trying to be Irish. Is it working?
Yes.
Yeah. Keep
going. Okay, perfect.
Superb.
Yeah, I thought you were Irish.
Six kids.
Whoa.
Four kids. Thank you. Sorry.
Two girls, two boys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
One of them named Rhea.
One of
add
them
to your list.
Sizzle. Boy
and
or girl.
One of them, Alice. And one of them, Serena.
Yes. Yeah. I have personally always struggled, like, since I was a child, with, like, putting a line between boys that I like and that I just like as friends.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I feel like after all this time that he's genuinely probably more of a friend.
That's
but it's
beautiful.
Just when these random conversations happen, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Also, the like what if of the situation, I think, is also kind of driving you crazy a little.
100%. Because I do still want him as a friend. Because like I have known him my whole life, and like he knows about things that have gone on in my life that like other people wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
Like I was saying that, like, I think that if he, like, broke up with his girlfriend tomorrow and wanted me, then I'd be like, yay. But I actually don't think that's true.
Okay.
Because I feel like he's actually just,
as
like, such a fantasy as well. And, like...
Exactly. You've made him, like, better in your head.
100% made him better,
like,
in my head.
You can't have him, so it's like... Yeah.
You're too good for him anyway, I think.
True.
Mic drop.
We're, like, theoretically delusional, but in reality... We're locked.
Yeah, no, I think also in reality, I'd be just, like, way too scared to, like, actually pursue something with him if it was even an option.
Yeah.
Because that's way too scary. I couldn't, like, even though I really like the boy, I also could not, like, imagine, like, kissing him because that's, like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. Brings us to where we are today.
Yeah. In space. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to our lovely panel.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening to that.
And Aoife, thank you for sharing your story. We will not do the same. But you know what?
I wasn't given a choice.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're in this situation, at least you have someone to relate to. Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.